from the 5280 studios. Can I at least get the intro? You are such a disruptive influence. From the 5280 studios, Weekend Geek Updates, special edition, I have the ematic, the ever impotent Jay Panzanera. I always mutilate your last name, so I apologize. What is it?
Panzanera?
Yeah, Panzanera.
That's a new one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've gotten Panera before.
Ooh,
but
it's
not
a great
Panzanera.
Bread.
It is a great bread.
It is an awesome
a
bread.
Great place.
It is. And Nate just showed up from 3D Mysteries to encroach upon Jay's quality time. Jay is actually the mind and skillful hand that did the 5280 Geek banner. That is cool, Nate.
It's a Majora's Mask.
Yes, it is.
Cool.
So, what thing? Did you bring me a gift?
I might have brought you a gift, but you still owe me a gift.
I do. I'm looking for them. I don't know what happened to all my long Halloweens.
I don't know where the gift went.
All right.
Unless it's inside.
Becca can just.
Rebecca will look for
Becca
it.
Will look.
That one.
Oh! Okay, that's chub worthy right there. That is so badass. Oh! The clouds did part, the sun did shine, and down came with a hearken angel our logo. Oh, that is beautiful.
It's so pretty.
It is. Yes, sign that.
I forgot to sign it.
Sign that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, since last we discussed.
Yes, sir.
You have been busy.
Always.
So, tell me about the cards. What's the new update? Because you did your Kickstarter, and it's going like hot and heavy right now.
It is. It's stalled, though.
How did it stall?
Well, we got to about $5,700, which is almost double goal.
Right.
And we've been like gaining a backer, gaining another backer, losing a backer, gaining a backer, gaining another, losing a backer. Mm. So we're stuck at like 108, 109 backers, and we've been there for like 3 days.
Oh. How much more time do you have left?
A week.
So a week. The push is on.
March 8th is the last day.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's kind of a looming day out there.
It is, and it's also my due date to have the artwork finished for Magicians Must Die number 5. So I get to see a daily countdown to my deadline. Screws with me a little bit.
You're like, damn it to hell.
Yeah. See, normally I just have it in my calendar on my phone.
Right.
And I just get like the day before or the week update. So I get the week and then the day before. So I'm like, oh, I have a week left. And then I don't think about it. I just work until that. Oh, I have... Tomorrow it's due, but I get a daily update.
Well, you get an extra day with it being leap year.
True.
Ta-da.
Wrong. Nice try, though. I appreciate it, though. That makes me feel a little bit better.
The eternal sunshine optimist over here.
But happy leap day, by the way.
Happy leap day.
I didn't get you
a card. What do you get someone on leap day? Something that only happens or comes four times a year? What's I don't know. How does that work? Four times every year? Yeah. Something like that?
So do we find you a... never mind.
Never mind. Going to
just
the dark side.
Comes every 4 years. We're done with that.
Done with that?
Yep. Moving on. Okay.
Moving on.
Hey!
So if someone wanted to donate or contribute... Because you're in your stretch goals now. You've blown by...
Yeah, the goal was 3,000. We hit that, I think, in 48 hours.
Yes,
so
because I saw that
done,
because I promoted it on the site,
which
and then
is awesome, thank you,
of course,
yep,
and then yeah, you went freaking ballistic. I was like, holy hell,
yeah, and if you look at my Facebook page at all, it's like, hey, donate to Magicians Must Die, donate to Magicians Must Die, donate to Magicians Must Die. Hey, here's a cool video about some animation. Donate to Magicians Must Die, donate. I mean, it's just, I'm social mediaing the crap out of that thing.
Do you feel like an absolute whore at this point?
No. And the reason I don't is my entire professional career, I felt like an absolute whore. So it's not at this point. It's just in general.
And overall.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I figure if you don't whore yourself, I mean, sorry, if you don't promote yourself.
That's exactly it. Self-promotion.
To the maximum capabilities of what you can do, you're going to fail. So I figure.
Be careful about self-promoting. It causes blindness, I hear. So we'll be.
And hair in places that it shouldn't be.
I hear that's just old age. I don't know.
I think that's the ears and nose.
Yeah,
the
that's
self-promoting
it.
Is somewhere else. I don't know. I didn't pay attention in health class.
Yeah, I didn't either. I skipped those classes. Oh, so yeah. What do you got coming up? So convention-wise, and I mean, how far are you along with the pages? Because I see it right here in front of me.
I'm getting close. I would say probably in the next day or two, maybe 3 days, I will have the inks completely finished. I actually have a friend helping me do the flats for the colors.
Oh, wow.
So that's taking a huge portion of that off of my plate, which I'm eternally grateful for. So I'm thinking early next week, Sunday or Monday, we will have a completed product. And again, the Kickstarter finishes on Monday next week. So it's getting close.
A week from today.
A week from today.
Week from today. So there'll be the big push.
Right.
So what are some of the stretch goals? I mean, what are you putting out there as like the final big carrot?
The big carrot right now is actually more card-based than it is comic-based. But we released a playable deck with Magicians Must Die number 2 called the Blood Spear deck, which sold out from worldcardexperts.com in a matter of weeks. And it's been one of the best rated decks according to many, many worldwide card magazines. So we're doing a Kickstarter edition, which instead of red will be green.
Oh, wow.
As inspired by Kickstarter. And that's a $10,000 goal. So,
well, okay.
It's up there, but with how quick we started and making that big push the last few days, I think we can get there. And that shouldn't be a problem. And then we've got some more lofty stretch goals, which we haven't put up. We were doing them one at a time. But if we hit, I think it's $15,000, we're going to do a comic book reprint of all of the decks.
Ooh.
And if we hit 35,000, which is a little bit of a higher goal, obviously, but maybe unattainable at this point, but we're hoping.
You never know.
Then we're going to fund the first issue of the continuing story of Magicians Must Die.
Ooh.
Ooh. Bum, bum, bum.
Excellent. So do you have an end goal in mind for the story? I didn't ask you that last time.
We don't. The initial goal, honestly, was to get this first arc down, which is, if you guys listen to the previous time I was on, we talked about it being magicians versus card masters and the main character saving his sister. So that's our goal, hopefully, is to have that happen at the end of issue 5. You'll have to read it to find out. hopefully have that happen. But we are introducing a new villain who is on the Tuck box, which you can see on the Kickstarter right now, the issue 5 cover. It's a full wraparound, so it goes around the entire box, which is really cool. But we're introducing a new villain. We're hoping we can move forward with this guy, and he's kind of a mix. I call him Giant Slash. Well, he's a giant, and he looks like Slash from Guns N' Roses.
I like it.
So
does he wear a top hat?
He does.
Awesome!
And he's got the curly hair.
Okay, perfect.
And, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a picture of him over here, which...
Oh, there it is. Is that it?
This guy. Here
we go. That is awesome.
So.
Oh. All right.
But we're excited.
I'm sold. You should be. That is.
We're hoping we can move forward with it.
I don't see why you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. I've been talking to a few of the smaller publishers that I know.
Right.
And I've got a couple interested. I just have to, you know, put a pitch together. And that's the, yeah.
Just kind of, so, come on, you want it?
You know, do the whole, this is the story. This is how long it's going to run. This is what we're thinking about doing with it. Here's some character designs. You know, do all that grunt work before you get to
the fun fever
stuff.
Pitch.
Yeah. So, but it does help. I think we have sold of the Magicians Must Die brand, which includes the first two issue numbers, number ones, because we had to reprint.
Right.
Issue 2, 3, and 4, and the Bloodspear deck were easily over 10,000 copies sold.
Wow.
So we've sold a good amount of these things, and with issue number 5 coming out and what we have off Kickstarter, we're probably looking at another 500 to 1,000 just off what's on Kickstarter right now. So we're hoping to just keep that
without
rolling.
Without even any additional stuff.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to take this, because you said you're doing Emerald City.
Mm-hmm.
So are you taking this up to Seattle and everything, or is it going to be done in time?
It will not be printed in time, unfortunately. But I will be taking, obviously, the inks to show off, and I'm just wandering around. So I don't... I mean, Emerald City this year didn't have any artist alley tables open.
No, well, they've got, like, that weird hodgepodge of disconnected stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
You take a turn and you're looking at Image, but next Image is a retailer. And it's kind of strange.
It's I really love the Emerald City layout, but it's also such a good con for artists.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have any open tables for new artists this year.
Wow.
So as soon as the Artist Alley opened, it was like, get on our wait list. So I got on the wait list. I'm not going to have a table.
Still on the wait list.
So then they released professional tables where you could get half an Arts Alley table to share with other professionals. So I got on that list. I'm not getting one of those tables either. So
no respect.
No. It's sad. That's all right. There are going to be some amazing people up there that I'm looking forward to seeing. And just go wander around Seattle, which is a beautiful city in general. And those...
As long as you don't have to go uphill. Which is like everything.
Yeah, but the problem is if you go any direction from the convention center, you're going up or down, which means you have to get back to the convention center.
Yes. Sucks.
Man.
Work your calves.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wear your hiking shoes.
So can you throw your DCC cloud around? Say, you know, don't you know who I am? Can you throw the do you know who I am card?
No.
Not like your Jim Lee or Brett Booth or anything like that, but it's worth a shot.
Okay, so I did that.
Did you?
I did.
When?
What convention was it? It was actually at Rocky Mountain Con, and I did it to Ron Mars.
Ron, okay.
Yeah, who's awesome.
Yes. An Silver man. Surfer, Green Lantern Run, right?
Yeah,
great guy.
Absolutely. And I said, yeah, so here's my work. And he goes, cool. And I said, well, don't you know? He goes, no what? I said, well, I did the badges for Denver. And he goes, no. And so I haven't tried that again. But the cool thing about having a comic book on playing cards, and especially having done this now for, this is year number 4 for Magicians Must Die.
Right.
And year number 3, actually this is going to be year number 4 for us at Denver Comic Con. I can go around to some of the major publishers and go, I'm the card guy. And that
I can
work.
See, yes. Because you, I mean, far and away, this is the you're the only one doing it. And I get around.
Yeah.
Wait, I've been to a lot of cons.
I think the first statement is true, too. Question mark?
Question mark?
Ding, ding.
So that's kind of an interesting piece of clout to have. I'm
yeah,
a card
it's,
guy.
It's really, really cool. When we debuted 2012, November of 2012, I went to New York Comic Con, and it was 2 weeks before I got the decks,
right.
Which sucked because I wanted them by New York.
Yes, because I do remember seeing you at New York because I was there that year.
Yeah. So I was up there, and I was wandering around everywhere, and I went and talked to Valiant, and their head of sales is a card thrower. So I showed him, you know, my comic and the images that I had, and he goes, that's really cool. So as soon as you get this done, send me a copy. So I sent him to Valiant. I saw him again at Emerald City last year and said, hey, you're Adam. Do you remember the cards? And he said, which cards? So I told him, and he goes, oh, hell yeah, man. You have more, right?
Yes.
So he bought some cards from me, which was
sweet.
Sick. But Dan Didio now knows me as the card guy, which is awesome.
Dan Diodato, you mean? Dan Didio?
Didio?
Didio? Didio? Didio? The DC guy.
Yeah, the VP of sales. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Dan Didio knows me as the card guy from Emerald City a couple years ago when I was passing out decks.
Right.
Brian Stelfreeze knows me as the card guy.
Dirk. Wood. Oh, Dirk over
Chris
at IDW.
Ryle.
Yes.
Chris Ryle was actually the only person that emailed us back after we sent boxes of these to Boom and IDW and Oni.
Mm.
Chris Ryle emailed us back and said, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Thank you for sending it. Let's talk. That's about as far as that got.
Yeah. Well.
But he knows me as the card guy, which is cool.
So you have a little bit of clout. That's actually I like that story. That's a good story.
A little bit of clout.
IDW, though. I mean, the guys over at IDW are probably the most personable.
Absolutely.
Next to, like, Dark Horse. I mean, Dark Horse guys are okay, but...
I have been stonewalled by Portland.
Really?
I don't know why and I don't know how, but Oni, I cannot seem to get a word in edgewise with those guys. I think I made James Lucas Jones mad at one point, and now he hasn't forgiven me.
You are but a little taller than him. Maybe he has, like, height issues.
It could be. But a lot of my good friends from SCAD, Jackie Lewis and Hunter Clark or Wookjin Clark mm-hmm. in the industry, and they all do work for Oni, and he pulls a lot of people from SCAD because he's good friends with some of the professors down there.
All right.
I had a review with him once. It's as far as it got. And I can't seem to make headway with Dark Horse either. And I've got a couple good friends who are doing things with Dark Horse that I keep, you know, trying to exploit is the wrong word, but utilize?
Utilize. Facilitate.
Facilitate. And I've been stonewalled by both of them. But Boom Studios likes me, which is good.
It's a good studio.
IDW likes me.
And I think they need something now that they've lost Doctor Who. Of course, yeah. Dark Horse is probably still reeling from losing Star Wars.
Oh, probably.
I mean, that's going to leave a real bad taste in their mouth for a long time.
That's going to hurt. Yeah.
Well, they had... Okay, so all of the old trades that they had for all of the work over the years had to be destroyed.
Yeah.
None of it... They sold whatever they could to the stores. Everything else was destroyed.
Sucks.
So all that's gone now.
Yeah. Well, I was reading something the other day about how smart that was of Marvel to do, honestly, when they bought Star Wars to kill the entire expanded universe.
Yeah.
Because Star Trek is starting to have some issues with their potential new series coming and all of the books and all of the fan stuff and what's real and what isn't, and the Roddenberry clan doesn't want to destroy it because they like... I mean, it's...
Well, it's Roddenberry. It's paying homage to the creator.
Right, right.
But at the same point, I'd hate to use the term, it sucks, but it's not as strong as the stuff coming.
Right, right. So, you know, I think it's terrible for those of us who are huge Star Wars fans and love the expanded universe and loved all these characters that came out, but at the same time...
Like, what do you do? I wanted to see Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Right.
I totally wanted to see that character on the screen. Not going to happen now.
But you got Snoke.
I don't... What? Really?
Well, I'm just...
No.
No.
You're not going anywhere with that.
I can't. No.
He's a big, gigantic hologram, and he probably doesn't even look like that. It's probably some not. Little, like, man behind the curtain in Wizard of the Oz.
Do not look at the man behind the curtain.
Exactly.
There is nobody behind the curtain.
So,
and he's going to turn around and be like a leprechaun.
I know. Hello.
Hello. Oh.
Oh, no. Not my Lucky Charms. Magically delicious.
I am General Snoke. Look at my head scar.
Yeah. That's not him. We know it.
No.
So, did you like Star Wars?
I did.
Best part of it?
Han Solo dying.
Oh, really? You're going to go there.
I am.
Okay.
And because the entire movie was very, very good, and the lightsaber battles I thought were great, and I really liked Rey's character, and I liked Finn, and I liked BB-8. Like, there was not a lot where I could say, God, man, why did they put that in?
So theory, then.
Uh-huh.
Who's Rey a descendant of? Because I know it's not the Skywalker clan, because they're already screwed up enough as it is. And I don't think it's her. I don't think she's part of Skywalkers.
It can't be a Solo.
Can't be a Solo.
I don't think it can be a Solo. I wouldn't go with Skywalker. I don't know. I really don't know.
Because the whole... I mean, because you know the expanded universe, because there were twins.
Right.
Jason and Jenna were Han Solo and Leia's original kids.
Yes.
So they kind of bastardized it a little bit.
Right.
And...
By the way, okay, so the one thing that did make me mad...
Yeah?
About Ben. Ben.
Ben.
I mean, I understand, but come on, man.
Really? I know.
Come on. No, I really liked the fact that for Kylo Ren to make that full transition, or to really stop the...
The progression to the light.
Right. He had to do it. And it was so well done. I laughed and yelled and cried and all at the same moment.
Well, and you kind of saw it coming.
Oh, yeah.
It was telegraphed. 100%. And then you're like, no, they're not really going to. Oh!
Yep.
And then you're just like, oh. And you know what? Money, dollars to donuts. Harrison Ford made them do it.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to go out like Obi-Wan.
Yep. Well, apparently, he's been in interviews saying that he wanted to die at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Yes. Well, if not Empire, he definitely wanted to go in Jedi with the Falcon. Because he wanted the Falcon to go with it.
Yeah.
With him. Like a big ball blaze of glory.
Yep.
You can't blow up the Falcon.
No.
Especially with that. Okay, we finally got the Falcon the way I wanted, with the fight and the flying through that whole thing.
Yeah.
That was badass.
That was awesome.
Holy shit.
Yep. Yep. Amazing.
So,
absolutely amazing.
Any predictions for the next one?
Rey will be a badass.
You really think they're going to do it? Make her like full fledged Jedi badass.
I think so.
Saber wheeling.
I think you have to. Just based on it's a new generation. We need new characters. They need a female Jedi. There were so many good female Jedis in Clone Wars and
well, even like the expanded universe with the books and the comics. Yeah.
So many good ones.
Knights of the Jedi Republic had immense talent in it.
Absolutely. So they need to pay homage to that. I think with Luke becoming more of the mentor character, I think that's going to be the biggest struggle, is him actually training her because of the fear that he has in his, you know, family and what his family has gone through and the potential of everything and why he left. I mean, he screwed up the Jedi Academy.
Again.
Right? So what are you supposed to do? You killed Ben. You essentially killed Yoda. I know he was just old and he was going to die anyway, but you killed
Yoda. You kind of put him in the ground, though. Right. You kind of helped that track. Right. You know.
Like, hey, you're 900 years old. Why don't you train me to be a Jedi?
That's right. All right. Let's put you a little further in the dirt.
So I think that's going to be one of the most interesting things in Episode 8 is that Luke knows he has to, but morally can't or won't, and how Rey overcomes that.
Okay.
So
I like that. It's a good projection.
I think that'll be fun to see.
I'm waiting to see him go full on Jedi Knight.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah. I want to see him just rail Kylo for at least a while.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kylo's going to win that battle because that's the way trilogies work.
Which is disappointing. Because, let's face it, Obi-Wan should have served Vader up another can of whoop-ass.
Right.
And if he didn't, like, sacrifice himself, probably would have.
Uh-huh.
Like, here's your beatdown again, boy.
Yeah. Took you once. I could take you twice.
How those robotic legs feeling?
Hey, you're looking a little stiff there, friend.
See, that's what I would love to have seen is just to see Obi-Wan talk shit to him while he's beating his ass.
Just one last time.
One more time. For old time's sake.
Hey, so I hear you've got some metal lungs now, huh?
Smell like bacon wrapped in leather.
Are those electronics burning? Because I smell some flesh.
So the other thing I was going to ask you, because I'm dying to hear it from you.
Uh-oh.
And this will be a good way to close out.
Oh, no.
You know where I'm going.
Probably.
Deadpool.
I have not seen it yet.
What?
I know. Don't look at me like that.
Rebecca just dropped a freaking visual mic, just like, boom.
The hell?
I know. Well, see, I have this problem with going out to seeing movies.
Why?
It's called a family.
I was going to say children.
And three jobs. So, yeah, it's fine because my plan 2 weekends ago was actually to get out and see it. My family went up to Grand Lake to my parents' condo. And
nice.
They were going to be gone. I was going to teach the next day and then come on up. So Thursday night was going to be my night to see it. Then my wife called me and said, everybody is sick. You need to get up here as quick as you can.
Oh.
So I got to go a night early. And then I was going to come down Sunday and they were going to stay till Monday. Because I had to teach on Monday, and the next day was President's Day, but we were all done with Grand Lake because the kids were going nuts in this tiny little condo.
Uh-huh.
So rather than destroy my parents' condo, we all came down. So I didn't get a chance to see Deadpool. And then there's this comic thing that I'm working on that I need to finish, and that's where the rest of my time is, and
I
teach at two different schools. And
all right. I'll give you a pass. It's fine. Just crushed me right there.
I know.
Because you and I have the same love for Rob Liefeld.
Yes.
That
there's love for Rob Liefeld?
Yeah, love with a bat.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah.
Take Lucille to him.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. A Walking Dead reference.
Yes.
Look it up.
Yes, but he is still the nicest guy in comics. One of them, I think. Okay, we had this discussion, though.
Yes, we did.
And my experience was very different than yours. But
mine was like decades earlier, though.
Right. See, mine was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when I think he was just making that resurgence. It was right before Hawk and Dove. It was so.
And then Prophet took off, thanks to Graham and everybody over there. So
it was that lull where I think he had to eat a little humble pie there to get back.
Yeah.
So
we'll see. I mean, and he actually has been kind of cool in regards to the press and Deadpool and getting the credit for creator
rights.
How much money do you think he made off that?
I don't think I want to know how many commas are in that paycheck.
Because he's getting royalties, isn't
he? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like there's one comma, there's two commas, there's three before the first comma. That's not bad. Oh, look, another one. There's one comma, there's two.
What about Fabian? Does he get anything out of this?
I doubt it. I'm sure he does. I mean, he helped do it. But he's also kind of disappeared out of the comic scene.
Yeah, what happened to him?
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm not the only one that like completely have any idea what happened to Fabian.
Did he go the same way as Chris Claremont, where Claremont had these great, amazing, wild, crazy stories that worked in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but then trying to translate those to the 2000s kind of went...
Maybe. Claremont's still holding in there. Him and Peter David, actually, I don't think are going to give up the ghost.
No, but Claremont tried that whole extreme X-Men thing.
Yeah, which didn't really work at all.
Well, and I don't... So Salvador LaRocca, who is doing Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
or was doing Star Wars... No, he's doing Darth Vader. Sorry. He's doing Vader.
Okay.
Yeah, he's doing Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah, because What's-His-Face is doing Star Wars.
Lennel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really liked LaRocca, which is why I picked up Extreme X-Men, and then he stopped inking himself, so it was just the pencils, and which worked for guys like Michael Turner, and we've had this discussion before,
mm-hmm.
Worked for guys like Michael Turner because he had somebody like Peter Stegerwald who knew how to clean up his artwork and make it really beautiful. LaRocca didn't have that.
No.
So now LaRocca has started inking himself again, but he's got these no fade from his blacks. It's like black shape and then little tiny crappy feathering to get out of it. And it.
Oh, really?
Pick up Darth Vader. Look at a single comic. You're like, wow, you can get those characters. You look really good. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I've been reading I read the first six of Vader.
Right.
And the story was good.
Yes.
The story was great.
Vader Down, by the way.
Yeah.
Was amazing.
I haven't read Vader Down.
Oh, so good.
Because I'm getting inundated with too much Star Wars stuff. Because you have Lando, you have Chewbacca, you have Star Wars, Vader Down.
Leia, Chewbacca,
horrible.
Lando. Those were all just 5-issue miniseries, though.
Still too much.
Fair.
Still too much. And Terry Dodson, as much as I love him, he does not need to be drawn Princess Leia, Harley Quinn style. Come on. You saw that cover to number one. You had to go like, oh, good God.
I saw it and I went, oh, it's Terry Dodson. Because that's Terry Dodson.
That is Terry Dodson.
But I think he threw in the towel on that series. I did not think it was as nearly as good or as clean as a lot of his other work.
Like what? His early Harley Quinn stuff?
Like his Harley stuff, his Black Cat and Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Really
that
good.
Is really good. Even
really,
though
really good.
Kevin Smith screwed that whole thing up.
Yeah. Have we seen the final issue of that yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like 10 years later.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever...
Don't ever bring it up to him. He's really touchy about it.
I believe it.
Very touchy.
Well, I don't necessarily plan on ever meeting Kevin Smith.
You'll run into him. Maybe. He's on the con circuit.
Okay.
You'll run into him.
All right.
I would not be surprised.
Okay. I'll try to find him. Loved your Spider-Man Black Cat.
Just duck right after that. Right after that statement. Pray he doesn't throw a muse at you.
I need a muse, though. I need somebody to, you know, get me going.
Like, well, it's one thing to have a muse, but have it all over you? No, it just doesn't work. It's sticky.
I can see that stickiness, yes. Yes. So, yeah. That was very good. I thoroughly enjoyed that series until the end. But I will not bring it up to Kevin Smith.
Nope, never bring it up.
No.
Sorry. What are you gelling on right now, comics wise? Besides the Star Wars stuff, since we just talked about it,
I'm reading a lot of Aftershock right now.
Really? The
mainly
Valiant stuff?
No, the new Aftershock comics.
Oh,
Mike Martz and
yes,
which it's decent. I'm not overly impressed with a lot of it, but I'm a supporter of Mike Martz, who's the editor-in-chief, because he's a supporter of me, so I figured that should be a two-way relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It
doesn't look good in the trades for him.
No.
They're getting
yeah.
beat pretty
yeah.
pretty thoroughly right now.
Well, Insects I picked up, and it's just not good. It's not.
And you hate to say that.
I know. And it's a decent... I mean, it's a good writer, but it's not good. Super Zero is entertaining, though. That's the Jimmy Palmiotti.
Oh, yeah.
It's entertaining. It really is. It's interesting.
It looked interesting, but I'm reading too much. I can't shoehorn another series.
Yeah.
That one I was figuring trades.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Second Sight is pretty good from them. That's a very interesting book. Replica I'm not super impressed with, which is sad because it's Paul Jenkins, and I
really love Jenkins.
Really like Paul Jenkins. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag, but I'm reading a lot of their stuff because I'm, you know, a big fan of Mike Martz. And still the Star Wars stuff. I'm still getting most of it. So, but Star Wars and Darth Vader are still the top.
Vader's pretty tough to beat.
Yeah.
Because I'm really, and as much as I really am going to hate saying this, really enjoy Anakin and the Darth Vader dynamic and his, like, internal struggle.
Yeah, and it's nice to get that between Star Wars and Empire story and how he kind of grows from this. I mean, really, he is a badass in Star Wars, but a kind of slow, not overly caring badass to this just evil bastard in Empire Strikes Back. And this transition is amazing.
He just goes full jump.
God, it's like so good.
Yeah, very good. And I like the fill-in for Obi-Wan.
Yes.
The Obi-Wan stories are awesome.
Yes, they are. The Obi-Wan stuff is amazing.
Especially when he gets into it with Uncle Owen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just waiting for him to, like, force choke Uncle Owen. And all I get to look forward to is, like, shut up, Uncle Owen, you end up a cinder on the Barbie.
I know.
Toasty!
So good.
It's awesome.
Nice old Mortal Kombat.
You like that one?
There? Yeah, that was good. Okay. It was good. Actually, in my storyboarding class at the Art Institute, I just did a demo in After Effects, and I did the Toasty with my little character just kind of popping in and out of the screen. It was fun.
Toasty!
That's really about it. I haven't picked up a whole bunch of Marvel stuff lately. Shudder by Layla and...
Shudder's great. Layla DeLuca.
Keating. Yeah, Layla DeLuca and Joe Keating is... The new issue is ridiculous. It came out, what, last week? Two weeks ago?
Two weeks ago.
God, wasn't last so week. Good. Her art on that is just killing.
Yeah, because last week was Saga with Fiona.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward. Hopefully she comes back home because I know she's going to be in Emerald City.
Yeah.
So they already signed her up.
Yep.
So it's good to see someone local make it to the big stage.
Yeah. Well, and Amy Reeder is going to be at
Amy,
Duke,
yeah.
She's coming back. And
love Amy.
Was it Rocket Girl?
Yes. Rocket Girl was fun.
Yes, it was.
It was incredibly... I loved that everyone was young.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like the best
Yeah, that was very well done.
And I don't even want to I'd ruin it. Just read Rocket Girl.
Yes.
It's a fun book.
Yes. Support Denver.
Support Denver artists that
support
made it
Denver
big.
Artists.
And so they have
Denver
jobs.
Artists that are hoping to make it big. Me. That wasn't a plug.
That wasn't a plug.
No.
Shameless plug
no,
here.
No.
Yeah,
that's that self-promotion thing we were talking about earlier.
So if somebody wants to follow you, have you gotten a Twitter page
I'm
yet?
On Twitter.
What's your Twitter?
J. Peteranets. Just J P E T E R A N E T Z.
See, I was close with
yep.
Panzanares.
Panzanares, which is a new one. No, it's Peteranets. Don't listen to Smurf.
Hey, leave it to me to come up with something unique.
That's right. He's a fast thinker, people.
Yes. And, of course, your Facebook page.
Absolutely. I'm up there on Facebook. And my website is J. Just the letter, Noble, N-O-B-L-E, Peteranets.com.
Now, someone asked me this, so I'm going to put it on here.
Okay.
If someone wanted to get into one of your classes, because they loved the logo.
Yeah.
How do they get into one of your classes?
Right now, I teach at the Art Institute, and I teach at REMCAD, so unfortunately, you have to be enrolled at the Art Institute or REMCAD, but I do teach game art and design at both of those. I am looking for venues to do some more independent comic book teaching, and I haven't found any place that seems overly reasonable in terms of cost for me yet, but if I can get a group of people on Facebook and or Twitter saying, hey, we would take a class from you, and we would pay this much for it, I need a round
Opens
figure.
The door. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so I can
So not
out.
Like an odd dollar close, like 25, 37 or anything like that. Just like a...
We could go odd dollar. I mean, like... But it's got to be... It can't have an even number N. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Well, it has to be an odd number. If somebody says I would pay you $38, that's a no-go. 37? Good. 39?
Good.
All right. 38?
No. No even numbers.
Yeah.
Hate even numbers.
No. Yeah. Bad. But I will be doing a few panels at Denver Comic Con this year. So there's I'm pretty sure I'm signed up for a comic book page layout panel.
Nice.
And a workshop on how to do that. I'm going to be doing... At least one either superhero or character design panel, I will probably be doing a storyboarding panel again this year.
Ooh, okay.
So, you know, there's going to be a few things at Comic-Con, so come
so
see me.
So Comic-Con, there. And then you got Dink coming up.
Got Dink, yeah, more than likely I'll be at Dink. I don't have a table because I was hoping to go to WonderCon, but that's up in the air at
in
the
flux.
Moment. Flux? Yeah, in the flux. So I'll probably be wandering around Dink. I'll be at Emerald City. Actually, the 19th and 20th, I will be at Mr. X Comics comic book opening.
Oh, yes, I'll be there too. So, yeah, you're like one of the highlighted artists.
I am one of the highlighted
artists. And
which is
the other J. Mentz. Isn't Mentz?
No.
Is Mentz up there? Oh,
Mentz
so just you.
Oh,
just
Dan
you.
Connor will be there.
Oh, Connor, yeah.
Yeah. My gal, the zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll be there. And he's actually doing the poster designs that you see on Facebook, which are amazing.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah, Dan's doing awesome with that.
I can't believe he's going to open up another comic shop.
I know. Well, he only has his online.
That's true.
So he's going ground for the first time. Could be good, could be bad, but he seems to be in a decent location. So we'll see.
It's always nice to see a new shop pop up.
Yeah. Well, he's like 3 blocks from Thornton High School.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What was in the Mile High over there for a while?
There was a Mile High over there for a while, which closed because of asbestos and...
and flooding.
Some other...
Repeat flooding.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just go with that. Yeah. We'll leave it alone.
So, which is unfortunate, because that was my favorite store when I was growing up, besides Time Warp.
Yeah, okay.
But...
Yeah, make stroke Wayne's ego. Well, don't make him feel bad.
Okay, so the very first comic shop I ever went to was Time Warp on Pearl Street. 25 years ago now?
No.
I mean, a long time
it's
ago.
It's closer to 30. Hush.
Well, it was over there.
It was over there. It was on Pearl Street.
Yeah.
That was the first location.
Yep. So that's the first comic shop I went to, and then he opened the one in Louisville, and I got to bother that store pretty much daily when I was like 9, 10, and 11 years old. Hey, so I have file number whatever it was. Did my comics come in? After about 2 weeks at that, they were like, we get comics on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So I'm sure okay. Eric loved you.
Oh, yeah. He was my favorite. I would go in and buy a pack of cards, and if I got a chase card I already had, trade it back in for 3 more packs. I went through, like, 2 boxes with him one day doing that.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Shredding packs, yeah. That is kind of pack wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yep, that was my heroin. Where's
tap,
the vein?
Tap the vein.
Where's
tap
the vein? Yeah. Yeah, that was honestly one of the career highlights, and I'm going to stroke Wayne's ego one more time, then I'll be done.
Okay.
Was being at Time Warp for Free Comic Book Day last year. Being invited by Wayne for Free Comic Book Day last year.
And that is a to-do. That line stretches down the street all day.
Yep.
So
that was awesome.
You probably saw, 1,000-plus people that day?
Probably.
Easily?
Yeah. That was a good day. I had a lot of fun that day. They kind of packed us all in the corner.
Yeah, because I couldn't even get over to you because you were like just crammed in there. Yeah. And I'm just like, hi, Jay.
Yeah.
Just kind of waved at you and let it go at that.
The guys at I Want More Comics do a really good free comic book day, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to either get up to Fort Collins or down to Colorado Springs this year, just expand the brand a little bit.
There you go.
So we'll see.
You got FOCO coming up. Fort Collins Comic Con. And you have Cosmic Con.
Yes.
So
there's a few.
There's a few.
I think the Fort Collins Gaming Convention, Comic and Gaming Convention, is the weekend of Emerald City.
Oh.
So I'll be in Emerald City.
Yep.
And then Denver. And then I actually have a pass to San Diego this year.
Oh.
So I'm probably going to San Diego this year.
Berkeley Breathe is going to be there from Bloom County.
I know.
I'm pissed because I wasn't planning on it. Now I'd have to go.
I could bring you an autograph.
Would you?
Maybe.
Maybe a little Milo sketch?
I love Milo.
Maybe.
Oh. What are you going to do for me? Not that.
Damn it. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess we'll have to come find out.
Yeah.
Tune in next time to find out what Smurf gives up. Wait, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. All righty, Jay, I'll let you get out of here. Thank you for sitting in.
Absolutely.
Everyone, follow him on Facebook. Check out the last few days of his Kickstarter. It will be worth your time, and we look forward to seeing what you got, Jay.
Absolutely, man. Thank you very much for the time, Smurf. It was tons of fun, as always.
Yes.
Ha-ha.